You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
12 goals, 13, 85. Both Essendon and Collingwood play a draw on Anzac Day. And all the what ifs, you just go back over everything that transpired, all the small moments. So the most obvious one was the Kyle Langford shot at goal, but Brady Mychek had two shots before that and kicked them both out on the full. You wouldn't have believed he wouldn't score from both shots.
And he went with a drop punt with the last one to try and make sure of at least scoring something, and then he kicked that out on the full as well.
He did. Just uncanny.
Elliot drops the mark.
Yep.
So many different things that could have happened. But maybe the draw was the right result in the end, as opposed to someone walking home. I mean, Essendon would have been disappointed blowing a 5-goal lead. But the rest of the competition would have been looking on this and sort of thinking, okay, well, here's how we keep up with Collingwood, even though they had all the momentum. They were almost unstoppable like they were last week.
Yeah,
but Essendon were good enough.
They had a few guys play, I think, their best game for the year. Penderbury, I think, probably his best game for the year, and probably Collingwood's best player. Nick Dacos wasn't his best game, but he was right up there at three-quarter time, a little bit quiet in the last quarter. Darcy Moore, I think, clearly his best game. Degoe, poor first quarter, but close enough to his best game for the year. So Johnny Noble, probably his best game for the year. They had a few play some very quiet games, but you know they've had some players. Jeremy Howe, maybe his best game for the year. They had some players play some really good footy, and Essendon had they had a lot of good players. I think McGrath was the best game I've seen him play for a while. He was fantastic. He could have won the medal. I think Zach Merritt was terrific again. He just continues his great form. And Nick Martin, Mick Martin can accumulate a lot of possessions, but I thought he was really impactful today in that last quarter, 10 possessions in the last quarter, and an incredible goal. He nearly dragged them across the line, and Caldwell and Durham, they both played well again. Darcy Parrish, without doubt, his best game by a long way for the year. He was in a big hole, and a few people are a bit worried about Darcy Parrish, where he was going with his season, but that was... To three-quarter time, he was probably Essendon's best player. Just struggled a bit in the last quarter, only four possessions, but he'd go home, and without the 4 points, he'd be disappointed. But he was really good. And Jake Stringer, he was really good again, although he just missed some goals, which was costly for him. And I reckon Redmond has also been in a bit of a hole, and he played his best game by a long way for the year. So there's a lot of upside for both teams.
Shall we work through a few of our categories? The Forever Young Player of the Year, so a player over 30 years of age. Who would you like from
today? I'm going to go for Penderbury.
Yeah.
He's a long way over 30, but he's pretty good.
Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives every day of the year. Who ran the most kilometres? Kick back and relax with an adjustable bed from Australian designed and owned OMF. Xavier Dersma ran 15.1 clicks and Nick Martin ran 15 flat. Australian-made smart play. It's important to buy Australian right now.
The Bobby Hill pass to Elliott?
Yeah.
Absolutely superb, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, hard to get smarter than that.
Support Aussie-made products. You got a toughest player of the day for Hardyacre Workwear since 1930. Nothing's tougher.
I'm going to toss it up between Durham and Caldwell again. They are just so good as workers. I'll give it to Caldwell.
Hardyacre, nothing's tougher. The unmissable moment for Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
Well, that photo is going to go around the world. And without question, there'd be very few people in Australia that haven't seen that photo already. So for Billy Elliott, that was the unmissable moment.
Choose to drink wise. The Bendix Brakes, big moment. Put your foot down with confidence, Bendix Brakes. It's going to be Langford's shot at the end that misses.
Yeah, it was a big moment.
Did it
cost him the medal?
I reckon five in the match winner, he would have been irresistible,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
I think you're probably right.
Five was like nine in the old days.
Yeah, that's right. How many did Sav kick? 10?
Nine.
Nine, yeah, well, that would have equaled Sav's nine.
Who won the medal that year? I'll find
somebody that. Somebody beat Sav, there'd be a... There'd be an inquiry.
All right, your votes, Jared, for the AFL Nation Player of the Year for the TR Group, Commercial Truck and Trailer Rentals and Lease.
I'm going Merritt, McGrath and Dacos. And apologies to a few, Martin in particular, and Parrish as well, and Pendlebury.
Mm. Rocker did win the medal that day for his nine. Yep. Hang on, I was distracted. Three?
Merritt.
Two?
Martin. Sorry, McGrath.
McGrath.
And Dacos.
And Dacos. All right. Our votes for TR Group Truck and Trailer Rentals. Andy McGrath is with us down in the Bombers' rooms. Andrew, thanks for your time on AFL Nation.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What do you think of all of that?
Oh, it's hard to digest at the moment. There's sort of some feelings of relief that you didn't lose, but then also disappointment that you didn't win. But I feel like it was a fitting result for how the game was played and the spirit in which it was played.
If you were offered the grand final rules of 3 minutes either way, would you take the draw or would you play the extra time?
I think as players, we always want a result, so we'd play a few more minutes. But, we'll wait till the grand final to go for that.
Take us through the second quarter, because you were absolutely superb. Can I just begin by saying I thought you played a fantastic game. You were one of the best on the ground, and I don't think I've seen you play a better game, to be honest. But second quarter, you lost the handle.
Yeah, it was an interesting first half, I think. We were pretty, not shell-shocked, but they hit us with all they had in that second quarter, and they looked like their Collingwood brand of play, so yep. We had to weather the storm a little bit. Obviously, we started really well. We knew they'd come. They're a great football team. And I think we took a little bit of time to weather it, but then towards the back end of the last sort of 5 or so minutes of the second quarter, I feel like we did that and went in it at halftime pretty even and came out with an appetite to compete for the rest of the game.
So what was the message from Brad Scott at halftime?
We're massive on process. We know how good Collingwood is as a football club, and we were right where we wanted to be at halftime, right in the game, and we just compete and we give maximum effort till the final siren, and that's what we did. But there was moments where it could have gone either way, but it was an exciting finish.
If you look at the numbers, you've absolutely dominated the match in the last quarter, and you know, you just have to accept that you didn't win. You set up some opportunities. They also missed some real blunders, but you must be thrilled with the process that, you know, this step by step, brick by brick improvement under Brad is. You put a few layers on in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think every week teams are trying to improve their game. You train all pre-season, implementing the things that the coaches want, and then I guess going to round one a little bit hopeful that things go to plan. But as the year's so long, teams get momentum, teams figure out how their game style works for them, and we're no different. We're trying to improve every week and really excited by what's to come, but also enjoying the process as we're going through it.
I thought a number of players, half a dozen players, maybe had their best game for the year today. Would you think that, or don't really recognise what's happening in the hurly-burly?
It's hard to tell while you're in it, but I remember distinct moments of guys like Durham making contests, Jakey Stringer's giving us an awesome presence up forward, Alwyn Davey had some great moments. I could probably name every single player right now. Everyone played their role and had their time to shine and put their body on the line, which was really exciting, but we're growing together and we're excited for the next challenge next week.
And do you feel like you can cut up with the best given what you did today against the running premier?
Oh, you always like to think so. We love these games. We love playing against the big clubs on the big stage. We've been lucky enough to play in a few Friday nights, and obviously today is a really special occasion for the whole country. So we want to keep putting ourselves up against the best teams on the biggest stage and see how we go.
Great to have you with us, Andy. Thanks a lot, and well done on a stirring encounter.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Andrew McGrath with us in the Essendon rooms. It's been a draw on Anzac Day. The voting's just come through. Just see if I've scribbled this down right. So Merritt polled 11 votes, 3 threes, a 2 and a 0. McGrath polled 7, 2 threes, a 1, and 2 didn't feature. Nick Dacos got 2 twos and 2 ones. Langford bobs up with a 1 and a 1. Understandably, it's all over the place. Parrish got a couple of votes here and there. So it sort of matched the... It was anyone. Mm. It was, without it being defined right at the end, it was anyone's medal.
At least they waited to the end. And that's the... because it would have been hard to be a voter today trying to... had to put your votes in with a couple of minutes to go. Quickly, if you can get them in, we need to do it straight after the siren. And again, Langford kicks that goal. Does that vault him ahead of everybody else? Probably. Five goals and a winner.
Yeah, I think there would be no doubt about that, Dwayne. It'd be hard to...
It's an easy default if you're a voter. Okay, yeah. That'll do me.
Yeah, especially in the 30 seconds after the game when you're awash with emotion.
Yes.
Yeah. But five goals in a game where it's 85 apiece, that would have done the trick.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's hard. It's just got to draw a breath. I can imagine what the players are thinking right now. It's hard enough being a spectator, but...
Do you think we'll ever get extra time then for home and aways or not?
Somebody associated with last year's grand final made the point to me afterwards. He said, we didn't know during the week whether to plan for extra time or not. Like, do you talk about it? Do you set up for it? He said, because you don't get any practice at it, the day that it happens, it's going to be a completely foreign experience. And this person had never been in favour of extra time, but having lived that, thinks that you should. We should play extra time for the reason that on grand final day, when it's for all the marbles, we do. And you'd never get a dry run at it. Mm. So that, I thought that made a lot of sense. Just think about during grand final week. Do you plan for it or not? Do you raise it or not?
Does Seven want to go to news?
I think the news would take a backward step.
With the audience you've got. No. This is the other part.
So who calls for it? That's where I'm getting at with the Seven thing. Yeah. Sure, if the broadcaster are going to pay the amount of money that they pay, then... It probably wouldn't be the AFL that says, hey, we reckon we'd change this. It's probably the broadcaster saying, hey, in a draw, we've got an opportunity to have this amazing audience for another half an hour. Why don't we do that? Every other sport pretty much does it.
It's hard to know who drives the no vote.
Mm.
That's to me because...
Tradition, probably.
Well, that's true, but you've got to have the traditional voters on the commission. Somebody's got to light the fire. There's plenty of people... spoken about it. You and I have discussed it 1,000 times.
Do you think anybody's ever said to the commission, hey, give us your formal opinion on this extra time?
I reckon they would have discussed it, for sure. But, you know, I think Gillen and Andrew Demetrio, I don't think either of them wanted to spend the political capital on it. I mean, it's hard enough to get the grand final moved to 3:30, let alone to a twilight zone.
I suspect it'll have the year... If we ever get extra time in a grand final... The year after, we'll have extra time in every game because, A, it will have been so good. Mm. We're going, what are we depriving ourselves of?
Yep.
And you actually need to do this a little bit more often to make it fair for when it actually matters. But it's a beautiful historical nod this afternoon. A draw again on Anzac Day. Essendon and Collingwood, 12-13, 85 apiece. Merritt wins the medal. He gets the three votes here. Kyle Langford kicked four goals for the winners, drawers, and Brodie Marchek kicked three goals for the other drawers. And around the grounds for Chemist Warehouse, the next to go is in Canberra, where the Giants and the Lions will meet. From the MCG on Anzac Day, we bid you farewell on AFL Nation for 4 and 20 pies, and for Tyre Power, save on Kumo.